Some 15 million people deal with this condition each and every day. You may be one of them. It's a condition that might cause you not to say anything to anybody because it may embarrass you. And it shouldn't, because that puts you out of finding a solution. And there is help. As a matter of fact, we have somebody standing by who can do just that.
Yeah, Christy Woodruff of the Northeast Georgia Urological Associates joins us now. She's filling in for Dr. Sharp today. She is a nurse practitioner. Christy, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
We're going to talk about, I see this made fun of periodically, like on a show like The Middle, you know, middle-aged mom, but urinary incontinence or leaking. And
yes.
And we're seeing television commercials about this and ways to control it as well, you know, like the laughing or the coughing or things along those lines. But let's talk a little bit about the numbers. I mean, is this more people suffer from this than we might think?
It's estimated that more than 15 million Americans have some sort of urinary incontinence or leaking. And what's interesting is that a lot of people think it's a common thing that's going to happen as you age, and you just have to live with it or put up with it. But that's not necessarily true. And so they don't seek treatment or ask their providers any questions about it because it's just a normal process. But that's not right.
And there are ways to treat this that can be quite effective. So speaking up could really bring you a lot of peace of mind and a lot of relief.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of different kinds. We have something called stress incontinence. It's geared more toward you leak with certain activities, coughing, sneezing, that sort of thing. There's another kind that's called urge incontinence, and that one happens, for instance, if you feel the urge that you need to go to the bathroom, and then it's almost too late because it's already starting. But it is not a washout, so to speak. It's very much worth your while to get a little investigation done. You know, you have a few tests, you have some x-rays, you make sure that their anatomy is fine. For instance, on the men, first thing I need to do is check the prostate and see if that's the culprit that's not letting the bladder work. So it's a little bit of a process, but it is definitely worth starting that conversation when you go in for your visit.
So what are the treatments? And I think there are several types. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. You can start very basic with something called fluid management. For instance, you have very limited fluids at your supper time. You don't drink before you go to bed. Therefore, you're going to be less likely to leak urine because there's not anything in there, things like that. You can progress to trying to strengthen your pelvic muscles. Biofeedback is a non-invasive kind of option. Lots and lots of medications out there. But one of the things that's very exciting is called neuromodulation. And that's a fancy word, but you could describe it as a pacemaker for the bladder. Hmm. Pacemakers come in all sorts of varieties. You have them for the heart, for the brain, for the back. And we actually have a pacemaker for the bladder, which is very exciting.
Wow.
You can program it. I can program it several hundred different combinations based on your response to it. And it's not new, but sometimes people just aren't aware that you have lots and lots of options out there for treatment of the leaking.
And you talk about getting, you know, and not just thinking, though, this is a normal part of aging, there's nothing they can do, I shouldn't really be concerned about it. But as you mentioned a moment ago, it could indicate other problems that you really need that are under the surface. This is just a symptom of.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other conditions that affect the bladder, such as if you had a difficult childbirth that kind of puts a toll on the bladder. Medications can change it, certainly things like multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's change the way your bladder works. And then the common things, diabetes is a great big influence on your bladder. If you've had radiation to that area or cancer in those kinds of places. So it can get pretty involved. It can also get really expensive. If you price wearing the diapers or pull-ups and you change them every day, it's just a huge cost on the patient. So.
Well, this has been very interesting information and new information for me, I got to tell you, learning some things here And, of course, you folks at Northeast Georgia Urological Associates, I mean, you can help on a dime. And, I mean, that's why we bring experts like you folks on. And, Christy, what's the best way for people to get in touch and find out more?
Our phone number is 770-535-0000. And just call, and they can schedule an appointment with any one of us three.
All right, very good. And there's a website as well?
It is. It's ngurology.com.
ngurology.com. Hey, listen, don't be embarrassed. As she told you, there are like 15 million people.
You're not alone in this.
Absolutely. Yeah. So why suffer through it when you can get...
Yeah, come see me. I'll keep it top secret.
There you go. She's good at keeping secrets. All right, very good. Hey, Christy, always good to have you aboard. Hope you'll come back and be with us again real soon. Thanks for what you folks do at Northeast Georgia Urological Associates.
Thank you.